The director of marketing for the Badger Hawkeye Blood Services region says hospitals have been notified. Nancy Nankerville says products involved include mainly fresh frozen plasma.
What we're doing is working with them to understand and assess their inventory and to identify certain products that are in their inventory that were collected during the peak season for West Nile virus. Once those are identified, what we'll do is retrieve the products from the hospital and then replace them.
Nankerville doesn't know yet how much product will be returned. She says it now becomes important to replace blood that's being recalled.
We're out of the peak period, obviously, for West Nile virus. We want our healthy donors to come forward, give us good information, donate blood so that we can replenish the blood supply that typically gets depleted around this time of year anyway, but also is going to be less than optimal because of the retrieval and replacement process.
Nankerville says some people have already received the blood being recalled, but she says the benefits of receiving blood far outweigh the potential risk of contracting West Nile virus. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention and Food and Drug Administration say three people got the disease caused by mosquitoes through blood transfusions. Sandra Harris, Wisconsin Public Radio.